It's for you and I?
Or it's...
For me and you?
Yeah, it's not just mine or just yours. It's...
Mm-hmm. It's for no one?
Or if it belongs to them, you say it's...
It's theirs.
Okay. And if it belongs to us, it's...
Ours.
And to him?
It's his.
And to her?
It's hers.
And say if there was a group of people over at your house and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope...
Y'all come back.
Okay. Would you, when you say y'all, you just, would you say it just to one person?
I hope you all come back.
Uh-huh.
Or you all come back.
Would you say you all to just one person?
Oh, no, I hope you'd come back if you just one, but uh-huh. If they more than one.
Uh-huh. Then you say?
You all.
What if there was a big group of people at your house and when they were going to leave, you're asking about their coats, you know, everybody's coats. Mm-hmm. You say, well, where are...
Where are your coats? So.
Okay. And say if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you're asking about the people that had gone to the party, you'd say, well...
Who was at the party? Or uh-huh. So-and-so was at the party?
Would you ever say who all was at the party?
Who all was at the party?
Uh-huh. Would you say that?
Mm. Look like I'd ask just who was at the party, huh?
Mm-hmm. What if there was a group of children playing that obviously belonged to more than one family? You'd ask about them, well, children are they? You'd say, well...
Whose children are they?
Uh-huh. What about who all's children are they?
Mm.
Or do you think you'd say that?
No, I'd say, whose children are they, huh?
Uh-huh. And if there had been a speech that you hadn't heard and you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask, well...
How do you explain that again?
If you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know,
mm-hmm.
everything he said,
mm-hmm.
you'd ask somebody, well...
What did so-and-so said?
Uh-huh. Would you ever say, what all did he say?
No, I'd ask what he said,
okay.
What one said, you know.
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for...
For him?
Or for them.
For them?
Then they've got to look out for...
Themselves.
For themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, then he better do it...
Himself.
And, tell me about... say, if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I have to...
Get myself ready to go somewhere?
We're talking about the horses.
The horses.
Oh, I'd have to get my horses ready to go?
Uh-huh. Before you hitch them up, you have to...
Feed him?
And put the...
Harness on him?
Uh-huh. And say if it was a hen on a nest of eggs, you'd call her a...
Setting hen?
Okay. And you know when you're... eating chicken, there's a bone that goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that bone?
The what for? They had a name for it. They pulled up that bone, huh?
Uh-huh.
Which one go marry first, how do you? The wishbone?
Uh-huh.
That's how you call it, the wishbone?
That's one name for it, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the only name I know for it.
What was the story with that, about the marriage?
Well, the one would have the long end. He was the one that was going to marry before.
Mm-hmm.
And the short end would be the last one.